Let's open our Bibles first to Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter. We're going to look at 27, 28, and then go over to 30. Now, remember this. These people had been in Egypt. They knew who they were, but they had been in a place. Think about it. They had to eat anything alive to stay alive. And so then God had to go back and correct them. Don't eat that stuff, because 120 years is involved here. Amen. So there had to be Levitical food laws. They had to find out how to eat. The only thing they remembered actually was the Passover. And so God had to retrain them. Now here in the 27th, and we'll look at some of this. Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it shall be on the day when you pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set up great stones and plaster them with plaster and write upon them the words of this law. Remember now, the first part of this is a law book. When Cain killed Abel, there was no law against it. So God had no right to judge him. There was no base upon which to judge murder. So that started there. There had to be laws against all different kinds. It said, thou shalt not kill. That's bad. It says, thou shalt not murder. Because there is self-defense. There's negligent homicide. There is murder with malice aforethought. Well, and under those conditions, you got the death penalty. Then and now. So our laws are set up on this. That's the reason it's called the Judeo-Christian laws. Now there's a thing here. They're having to demonstrate to them, because they've come out of that terrible place. Therefore, verse 4, shall be when you're gone over Jordan that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there you shall build an altar and hold stones and so forth. Now look at the 9th verse. Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day you become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord God and do his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day. And Moses charged them people the same day saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. And when you are come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, and all these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. So you have two big mountains. And you got roughly a million people on one and a million on the other. Am I right, Billy?
That's right.
Can you imagine what shouting was like? Shouting across the valley. Now, I'd like to show you some pictures of that. If we bring that up, please. There it is. There's Mount Gerizim, the blessing mountain, and Shechem, that's the valley of Shechem in the middle. Mount Ebal is a cursed mountain. Look at the difference between them. Mount Ebal is alkali. And Gerizim, the blessing mountain, is not bare. And when you're actually there looking at it, one of them is just lush and green, and the other one won't anything grow on it. They're two mountains, the cursed mountain and the blessing mountain. So now it's good that you have this in your mind so that you can understand the situation there. And it's still the same way today, and neither one of the mountains have changed. And Shechem is still there. And if you go down there just a little ways, more that, if you put that picture back up again, please. If you go down there just a little ways, it is the well of the Samaritan woman. Jacob's well is right there. Now, who was Jacob? Huh?
Israel.
He's Israel. Amen. So it's wonderful when you tie all the things together. Now, the Levites speak and say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, put it in a secret place, and all the people shall say, Amen. That's what was going on. You've got a million people shouting this. It makes such an impact on your thinking, you'd never forget it. And these are standing on to curse and all that. And this is going on. Cursed be he that set light by his father or his mother, and people shall, amen, or dishonor his father and mother. Amen. Cursed be he that removes his neighbor's landmark. Oh, now we're getting into some civil law here. Yeah. So there's no basis for lawsuit. They didn't have frivolous lawsuits. Because if you, let's say you sued somebody. Say you sued somebody for $1 million. And you got in the trial. And they found out you were lying about it. You owed the man $1 million. It isn't like the United States where somebody come along and say, I'm going to get me a good lawyer and sue my way to the top.
Right. Amen. That's right.
No, not here. There was such a threat behind it. Because so much of it carried the death penalty. There was a reason for that. It was, the penalties were severe on certain things in order to have order. And then over a period of time, as people learn, then those things would lax. And by the time Jesus came, it was really, in my opinion, more talk than anything else. But oh, the Pharisees tried to hang on to that. They wanted to kill everybody. That's the reason they wanted to kill him. We're going to kill him. It's going to be like the days of old. We're going to shut him up. We're going to destroy him. They didn't know they were supposed to. But you can see where all of this doves tail together to set him up, to set Jesus up. All of it. I mean, even the place where he was to be born and the time and the place, everything. All of these things were in behalf of him. Now, this is what is happening in the book of Deuteronomy. It's the last of the Pentateuch. It's the fifth book. Now, let's come over to the 28th. Now, it's still going on. These are the numbers were just put in here where we could tell what's happening. And it comes down to the 26th verse. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people said, Amen. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all of his commandments, I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Amen. Bless shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of thy cattle and the increase of thy kind. That's not K-I-N-D, it's K-I-N-E. Kind. Well, what is that? It's your farming equipment. Your oxen. Seed. The equipment that you need to carry out what you have. Well, what is your kind? What is it you need to carry out what God has called you into? You're blessed. Amen. The blessing of Abraham, not the curse. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, when these things actually become a reality, that in my heart and mind and glorious, other than learning the word of faith, but the word of faith is connected to it, other than that, being redeemed from the curse is the biggest thing we ever learned. Because we started out with zero. And somebody complimented my suit back in the speaker's room. Oh, dear. And I was talking about preaching for Roy and Opal Sprague over in Oklahoma. I mentioned that when I talked about the pipe that's where I was. And all the trouble I had with my clothes. That's the time I split my britches. And I heard it, and it got kind of breezy. I heard it. Oh, no. So I just did a lot of backing up. I could not afford to turn around. I just backed up a lot. And got back to my room and got my sewing kit out. I still carry a sewing kit and my shaving kit. Because there's been times I'd look, uh-oh, a suspender button's about to go. So I carry some heavy button thread and put the button back on there. And so I'm never without my thread and needle. Oh, Lord. Those days are gone forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, now here are all the blessings. The Lord shall open to you his good treasure of the heaven to give the rain unto your land and so forth in your season and bless it all. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not beneath. If that you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right, to the left, to go. But it shall come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, I want you to pay attention to how that's written. It didn't say God will curse you. Because now if you start here and you don't know what was going on in 27, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But they were divided up on those two mountains and shouting back and forth because these are the curses that come for violating those commandments. There's no way that God wasn't trying to curse them. He's trying to keep them from it. Because by this time, there's no grace. There's just law. He's graceful because it's his desire That's the reason he used the word chesed so much. Because you're equal with me and I'm equal with you because of the covenants of blood that we have together. But then in that wilderness, they just kept saying, he brought us out here to kill us. The last time they praised him was on the other side of the Red Sea. Pharaoh and that bunch drowned. And they praised him. That was it. They fussed and bellyached all the way through there. It was an 11-day walk from the Red Sea to where they were going. He sent out the spies and they came back with a bad report. They lied. It was. But the giants are there. We're like grasshoppers in their eyes. A grasshopper compared to God? One, and all the grasshoppers in the world would blow out of sight, which has happened before. Amen. So it wasn't the giants that kept them out, it was the grasshoppers. That was it. Compare that to David. The size of Goliath was what frightened everyone. He didn't care. And Jesse had just sent him there to check on his brothers, and he took him some food and so forth, and he got out there, and they were, he said, what do I get if I kill him? He didn't have, you know, he saw him too. This uncircumcised Philistine doesn't have any chance against me. Now that's the difference between now and that time later. Many, many, many years. Now let's move over, because all these curses, and then come by the one that just covers it all is a 61st verse. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in a multitude and so forth. Verse 66, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. And in the morning you should, would it be if it were evening, and evening you shall say, would it be that morning, the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, for the sight of thine eyes, and so forth. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them. Now come over here to the 30th chapter. Verse 15, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land. That was the whole idea, to bless you in the land. We're not there yet, but we're going. And I'm going to bless you when we get there. Now, and when you look at it, and you look all that land that he promised them, Israel now only just has a little piece of it. But you just wait. That promise never goes away. It's to 1,000 generations. You just wait and see what's happening. Because look at the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose life, that both you and your seed may live. That's the bottom line. I put the whole thing out there. Now you make your choice. You know what he's saying to him? I've already made my choice. I've chosen you. That's the reason they became the chosen people. Hence the title of that TV series. The Chosen. And why why that particular group of people in that part of the world? Because of a man named Abram. And his only requirement was he would teach his children. That was it. So then the covenants began. And thank God they were all recorded. That everything had to be recorded. And you and I have a book full of them. So again, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. I've placed it all before you, now make a choice. Now, if you want to know what God's like, there you have it. And then he placed Jesus before us. You choose. Amen. And now it comes down to how good a job we do in presenting this book. And I just, such a longing to see Jesus. In that one moment, I saw him in that vision. But then I realized that, no, I have a picture of him here. And we can imagine what he physically looks like. Glory to God. But this is a picture of him. All 66 books. So now, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, no condemnation, free from the law of sin and death, walk not after the flesh, the Spirit that raised up Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is the law of sin and death? We just read it. This is the law of sin and death, blessing and cursing.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
I know God's plan and purpose for me is big. No matter where my ministry is, I want to go into it with a strong foundation of faith. That's why I'm going to Kenneth Copeland Bible College.
Get equipped so you can be an available voice for God wherever you go. Find out what it means to practically do ministry in the world. Find your faith, family, and calling here. KCBC Canada Campus opens this fall. Visit kcbiblecollege.org/Canada to learn more.
As a believer, you already meet all the qualifications to being an overcomer.
If you're feeling beat down in any area, professionally, socially, physically, or mentally, faith is the key to stepping over into the victory side. In the audio series, Faith, How It Works, Kenneth Copeland's teachings can help you grasp God's faith formula that is found in the Word of God. Get your questions answered through this important foundational teaching. What is faith and where does it come from? Who has faith? How do you get more faith? How can faith help you live a better life? No weapon of the enemy is a match for faith released. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, and speaking the Word releases faith. Take the first steps toward living a God-pleasing life full of love, hope, and victory by receiving this impactful teaching into your heart today. Learn how to use the world-overcoming faith God has given you. The weapons of the enemy are no match for faith when it's released. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, Faith, How It Works, on kcm.org/tvspecial, or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And speaking the Word releases faith. Every born-again child of God has the faith of God in them. And they can develop that faith to be successful in everything He has called them to do. Learn more in Brother Copeland's teaching series, Faith, How It Works. For some of you, this may be a faith refresher. But all of us need to continue building our faith in God's Word to live a victorious life in Him. The Copelands are making this available to you free, so be sure to get your copy today. Receive it as an MP3 disc or simply download it on kcm.org. In John 8:32, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." When you're needing God's wisdom for an answer in your life, turn to Jesus and His Word. Search the Scriptures and find the promises that apply to your situation. Then receive it by faith. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. If you need someone to pray in agreement on God's Word with you, call KCN's prayer line. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God. They will pray the Scriptures in faith over you and your situation. Stand firm in your covenant promises. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has prayer ministers in all their offices around the world. To contact one nearest you, go to kcm.org. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.